Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for being here on this beautiful Thursday morning. It is almost, what, noon? 11 or so. So welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this beautiful episode. Whether you are listening on the podcast or you're watching me on Twitch, on Instagram Live, on Facebook, YouTube Live, thank you for being here. Twitter Live. It's always nice to be here. So this is one of those fun episodes of joy, pure gozo. Got my gozo bell right there. That has been always true of me, but sometimes it takes, I don't know, a while, and a migraine. I've been dealing with this migraine all week. I think it's, thankfully it's not the Rona. I took the test, but my goodness, whatever it is, it's definitely kicking my butt. It's been about a week or so, so I have some cough and congestion and migraine. Same with my wife, Rochelle. We've been dealing with this since about Friday of last week. She has no voice today, so laryngitis is where it kind of landed for her. For me, it's been in my head, headaches. But in spite of that, we're moving forward and not letting that stuff get us down, because it doesn't really exist. None of that is real. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So I named this particular episode, All I Want to Do Is Me, 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 Me. Big shout out to my friend, Eric, who is a beautiful, amazing, gifted rapper who loves Jesus. And one of his raps that I think we did, maybe it was last year, yeah, about this time, it had that line, All I Want to Do Is Me, Me, Me. And in the Christian world that I'm a part of, that is the almost one of the greatest sins, is to make things about you, about me, about ourselves, because it reeks with pride and a lack of humility, which is the opposite of what Jesus taught us to be. And yet he was king, right? And he's going to come back as a king, as a with fire in his eyes, it says. He's not going to come back as a servant. The servant was definitely a season in his life, and obviously it's the value that drives him, but it definitely doesn't preclude him from being king and prophet and priest. My point is that just because I or you have maybe what we would call vanity or ego or wanting to make things about me, 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 it doesn't mean that we are somehow evil. In fact, I think that the more that we suppress those natural gifts, the worse we are. We're actually further away from God when we suppress those gifts. There are some people in this world, and maybe if you were into the Enneagram, you could say the 3, the 7, and the 8s. It could be anyone, though, in this world, that are called to be famous and to be rich and to be known and to make a name for themselves. Would you not want MLK Jr. or Steve Jobs to have made a name for themselves? You could say different motivations, but was it? Was it different motivations? I mean, Steve Jobs died of pancreatic cancer, and he died in the same house that he grew up in Palo Alto. He never bought some $10 million mansion. There are, of course, bad examples of me, me, me. All you have to do is look at music and rap and rock and whatever, or athletes, or you name it, right? Bankers, and it could be your neighbor down the street. Ego is everywhere, and there's always the danger of making it about fame and glory without any sense of humility and love. But that's not what I'm talking about. The more that I make my life about me, the closer I feel to God. And I guess the explanation to that is not a me that ends with me. It's a me that ends with worship. But when you grow up, and this now deals with more of the PTSD that a lot of us carry, when you grow up in a place where you, in my case, just because of separation from my beautiful parents, not because they didn't affirm me, when you grow up without affirmation of your gifts and talents, and then you, on top of that, become a Christian, and then you are an immigrant and blah, 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 you then think that the only way to survive or to really be a good person is to minimize your gifts, whereas everyone else is saying, no, 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 maximize your gifts. You are incredibly talented. And that can sometimes come across to people as making it all about me, 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 me. But like my friend's song says, And yet, the more that I examine that statement, let's say, it's all about me, the happier I feel because it resonates with the true gifting that God has put in my heart. And you can have all kinds of analogies. A rose is a rose is a rose. A sunset is a sunset. A lion is a lion. A peacock is a peacock. I was just looking at a beautiful hummingbird yesterday that was in our garage, and I thought, what a beautiful creature. Beautiful, the beak and the speed of the wings and everything about that hummingbird is just so beautiful. My palm trees that I have in my backyard, my beautiful wife that I am next to every night, every day. There are beautiful things in this life. And if beautiful things don't remain beautiful, we all lose. We don't have to be so afraid of sin and death and guilt and shame and vanity. And we need to be conscious of those things. But what if, what's happened to me and maybe to you, what if we're throwing the baby out with the bathwater? What if in your pursuit of humility, you're throwing out 90% of who you really are, the essence and the gifting of who you are? Imagine a me, ultimate Christian. Can you be an awesome Christian and make it about you? Of course you can. I think those are the people that, if they're called to that, not everyone is. I wouldn't say my wife thinks this way. I wouldn't say perhaps half the people that I know. But if you are called to be great and to, quote, make it about you, then you need to do that. And that's what I believe God has called me to be. Now, you can say, of course, am I humble? Am I a servant? Of course. I mean, those are all the things that we hold as truth. Of course, I'm a gospel-centered vanity person. and of course, Song of Solomon is right. And Solomon was right that vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Yes, everything under the sun, meaning without God, of course, is useless. And eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. But you can't leave the essence of who you are, of how God made you. You can't leave that out of yourself in an effort to be so humble, because maybe you're throwing away too much. You're getting rid of too much of who you really are, and perhaps you're being even more egotistical in trying to be so humble. I think that's very true of Enneagram 3s, and perhaps many people out there that tend to follow me. I'm not afraid. I would say, here's the thing, if being afraid of pride is the way to be humble or the way to happiness or the way to godliness, I would say that actually the contrary is true. That when I deny those gifts, that's when I am the furthest away from God. I don't know if that makes sense. My point is that sometimes we think, okay, look out for this, look out for that, because that's how we stay humble. That's how we are holy. That's how we're more like Jesus. I think the opposite is true for me. When it comes to my gifting and just the way God made me, the more that I take hold of those things, the me, just to kind of go back to the title, everything I do is me, the closer I feel to God, because I am aligning with His stamp in my life, with His image in my life. And of course, I need to look out for this and look out for that and watch out for this and what, of course. But I think that sometimes that is overplayed, at least it's been in my life, because of maybe bad theology of what people may say, the fact that not everyone is called to be great. I always think of Sting or Ricky Martin or Mark Anthony or Mana or John Mayer or Dave Matthews. Obviously, I'm a musician, and so I love these musicians and how Dr. Dre and how they are in their essence and how they have transformed music. And they are very spiritual people, some of them, Sting, I think, and some of them, of course, are godless. But, or Beyonce, or Ariana Grande, or Adele, any of these amazing musicians that you and I all admire, imagine if they were to say, no, I need to not make my gifts known. I need to, now that I've become a Christian, I won't be myself. I mean, just think of Justin Bieber, right? Now, can you go too far? Of course. Of course can become a crazy thing. Of course. Carl Lentz, speaking of Justin Bieber, right? There are dangers to fame and to glory and to money and success. And I'm not really even talking about that. I'm just talking about you being true to your gifts, especially if you feel like you are running in the opposite direction and you are literally just denying who you really are. I'm not talking about what the Bible says, deny yourself. Denying yourself, of course, is very important. Those things that harm us and destroy us. But we should not deny the parts that actually are from God, that are God-given. Deny yourself, carry the cross, and follow me. What if following Jesus looks like being famous and being rich and having a huge house on the top of a hill? And I'm not talking about prosperity gospel. I'm not talking about giving to God so that he can give back to you. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about the essence of who you really are. So I made this drawing that I want to show you that perhaps can be whatever, if anything, just a simple little drawing here. I was drawing in this other, I have this notebook here, my where I write every day. This morning I woke up and I was thinking, okay, Lord, what am I doing? Where am I going? What are we doing, Lord? So I began to write, there's some noise back there, began to write a lot of things that I'm into. And quickly it became all these things that I'm supposed to do, that I am supposed to be about. And I began to make a list of all these things, and I think I have here like 20 things that I enjoy doing. But then I just, instead of just thinking with my head or with my skill, or out of fear, or out of duty, or out of whatever, or things even that I've done or I'm good at, I was just looking from my heart. I just thought, okay, what? I'm going to put a happy face only next to the things that I actually enjoy. And I'm going to put a scrungy face, a mad face, a sad face next to the things that I don't enjoy, even though they're on this list of things that I like to do or want to do. And guess what remained? Out of the 20 things, only these 4 things remained. The ones that have the happy face next to them. And there are things that are all me, 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 me. All I want to do is me, me, me. Now, the result of those things is, of course, at first, it's to have the success and the financial freedom and to hire a staff and to lead a staff and to make my staff wealthy and to see them succeed and to have a company, a business, a ministry, a whatever you want to call it, that is highly successful, because I am being true to who I am. And of course, the purpose of all that wealth, let's just say, of $110 million, would be to first do what we want. Second is to give to my mom and to my employees, people that I love. Third is to give to the church. For example, maybe a few months ago, our church needed some new microphones. Well, currently I can't buy a bunch of microphones, because it would be like $5,000. And we have given to churches and to different things my whole life. Not $5,000 worth, because that's not the kind of money that I have. But if we did, we would give $5,000 no problem. I would fund half the church's budget if I was at $110 million. Heck, I would fund the whole church, because that is what I know. That's where I do see God. I see God in every aspect of my life. And there are parts that I don't see God in, of course. But I would say that I am the least like Christ. If the point is to be like Christ, I am the least like Christ when I minimize who I am, the gifts that God's given me. And I make it about other people, about other things, about not lesser things, but just different things that are not truly me, that I may enjoy, but I'm really defaulting on my own gifting, my own calling. And so going back to this image that I have here on the screen, basically, if you see it there, it says, what are the things that I really, that I put a happy face next to? My music, my content, my podcast, my videos, me, me, me. In order to, that's an arrow, to be known, make money, be famous, in order to, as it's missing there, the right side with the next thing, in order to give and to help and to be happy and to really, I would say more than anything, is to simply be true to myself, to be true to the gifting and the calling that God's put upon my life. That really is it. There's no greater purpose than to be who God made you to be. Isn't that what we are supposed to do? It's like God said, the parable of the talents. God gave some one, five, and ten. Well, maybe he gave me one. Well, I better maximize the one. Maybe he gave me three, five, ten, whatever he's given me or you. The point is to maximize what he's given you. Double it, triple it. If you hide it, which I think is what I've done, and maybe you have done the same thing with your amazing gifts, what does it say? It's going to be taken away from you and given to someone else. My goodness, what a horrible, horrible parable and outcome that would be. And I feel like that's what's happened to me. When I hide or I default or I am scared to use the one talent or the three, whatever God's given me, I feel like it's taken away from me every time, given to someone else. But when I double what God's given me, when I say, hey world, look at what the Lord has done in my life. All I want to do is me. Through my music, my content, my podcast, my videos, me. Then not only does wealth and being known and impacting people comes, but I am true to myself. And that makes God happy. That makes me happy, my wife, my kids. Most of all, I am happy because I am aligned with the will of God. And that really is what we call gozo around here, right? To be aligned to the will of God. That's a very, very, very beautiful, I think, thing for all of us to pursue, to be aligned to the will of God. I can't say this is for everybody because, as the parable says, some God gave some one, three, five. I don't know what God's doing in your life. Be true to it. I had a call Monday. I had my good friend talk about this and that with me, and he was just encouraging me to be myself, basically. And he said, Trigg, and he actually was the one who quoted me that parable. He's like, Trigg, God's given you so much. Don't hide it. He said, I remember this. I remember when you did that, because I've known him for 20, 30 years. He said, I remember when this. Why are you hiding? Why are you hiding behind this or that or the other? Why are you hiding who you really are? And I had nothing to say. He said, do not give yourself away. Do not basically give your pearls to swine and to pigs. Basically, what that means to me is stop hiding behind fear, behind humility, behind who you're not. Be true to yourself. Be the lion, the conqueror, in this case, my music, my content, my podcast, my videos, me, all I want to do is me, so that God is happy. So that when, because that parable says that when the landowner came back, when the boss came back, he was so happy with those who doubled their gifting. He said, come in and enjoy the rest of what I have for you. He gave them more even of what he had. He gave them himself, his banquet, his kingdom. When you and I, when we are thriving in our gifting, whether it's 1, 3, 5, 10, 15, 30, 50, 5,000, whatever your gifting is, when you're thriving in that, God then doubles it and he multiplies your gifting. When you shrink because of X, Y, and Z, trauma, fear, Christianity, purity culture, fake humility, guilt, shame, whatever, bad theology, bad teaching, bad examples, not enough people talking this way, then it's going to be taken away from you. And I don't want that. None of us want that, right? We don't want to have things taken away from us. We want instead to have things be multiplied. So I can't be hiding behind fear because I know what I really want. I know what I really enjoy. I know what I am meant to do in this world. My music, my content, my podcast, my videos, my teachings. Me. That sounds funny, huh? But what I mean is that it's got to be about the talents that God's given us, about the things that are in you, and not to, as I said, run away, because the world needs you to show up as a true you. The world, your family, your children, your friends need you to be you and stop playing small. Stop shrinking because you're afraid of all these things. And I think that maybe is, at least for me, the biggest problem is guilt and shame. What if I screw up? What if I become like this, like these athletes? Or, and my goodness, what exactly is going to happen now at my age? I mean, it's not like I'm going to become LeBron James in terms of fame, but whatever, regardless, right? Sin is sin. But I think sometimes, at least for those of us who grow up in the church, we're so afraid of sinning that we forget to live. We're so afraid of screwing up that we forget to be happy. We forget to thrive. We forget to be the true us. And then, of course, I think, well, no one watches this. No one watches that. I'm not famous. Nobody likes my this. Nobody likes that. Look at social media, all these things, right? And I know that social media is just one way to measure success. And maybe it's the least effective way. And yet sometimes that plays with my mind. I think, well, if I was so amazing at these things, and where's the beef, right? But even that, you have to just get rid of that noise. You have to be true to yourself regardless of likes, comments, and views, because you're being true to you. And some of us, I think for me, we're better in person. We're not necessarily Instagram models. That's not really what motivates us. It's not really our gifting. Going back to gifting, my gifting is in person with people in the room. And let someone else take a picture, I guess. I hope they get my good angle. So I hope that helps. That's a little bit of what I've been thinking about. Let me know what your thoughts are. How are you thriving? How can you make it about you, 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 in Jesus' name? Thanks so much for being here, and I will see you next time. Adios.